Parshas Vayishlach. So the Gemara in Daf Yudalef in Brochas goes on to say that the same way by Avram, Akur Avram, Avram is Oiver Belav. Here also the Pasuk says, Shim Chayakov, Leikore Shim Chayakov Ki Im Yisrael. And Kushboko changes the name. But the Gemara says there's a difference between Avram and Avram, that by Yaakov Avinu, the name Yisrael was given. But even though the Pasuk says, Shim Chayakov, Loikore Shim Chayakov, Kim Yisrael Yeshmecha, the Pasuk says, Loikore Shim Chayakov, but since HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls and refers to him again, Yaakov, Yaakov, it doesn't mean a love, it only means that your name is not anymore, but it's not telling you that there is a love, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Yaakov, Yaakov. So the Racham HaKadosh asks, a second, if that is the case, that Loikore Shim Chayakov doesn't mean Dafka, Loikore means that. Only means that it's near to your name. I'm changing your name, but there's no love. You don't take it so particularly to assume that it's a love. So maybe Avram also. That by Avram is also not a love. How do you know it's a love? Why don't Yaakov being Megalo, why isn't that a Gilui on Avram? So says the Racham HaKadosh, says no, because by Yaakov the Pasuk says, Shimcha Yaakov, Loikore Shimcha Yaakov, Kim Yisrael. So why does the Pasuk say Shimcha Yaakov? You know this name is Yaakov. So Chazal learned from here that the Pshat Shim Chayakov, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him again Yaakov, is to tell that Shim Chayakov means your name remains Yaakov, and you're not going to be called only Yaakov, you have a name Yisrael also. But the Pasuk, the fact that it starts with Shim Chayakov, is telling you that the name Yaakov still remains. Even after he calls him Yisrael, he's still called Yaakov. And from here we know that that's not love, therefore you can't learn to Avram. Because by Avram it says, Loikore Shim Chavram, says, don't call yourself Avram anymore. That's a love. But by us, even though it says, Loikore Shim Chayakov, Kim Yisrael Yeshmecha, but the Pasuk starts Shimcho Yaakov. So he's establishing that his name is Yaakov, and that name remains. But the question is why? Why isn't it by Avram you cannot call him Avram anymore? And by Yaakov now it's not that he has a name Israel, he has two names. Why is that so? That's the question of the Rachaim. That's number one. The second aspect is the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar says Tfilas HaErev Ein Lakva. There's no Kva. There's no established time. So Rashi says Zmana kol halayla, and the Gemara will say why it's called in lakva. The Gro says, why does it say in lakva? Why doesn't it say halayla? Now you'll see that the Gemara asks a similar question, but the Goyin explains differently. But the Goyin explains that the in lakva means it has no kvius zman on its own. Tfilas arvis is a derivative. It's not that there is a time on to daven ma'arif. Tfilas arvis is when you don't daven. When it's not Zman HaMincha or Zman Shachris. Its Zman is a derivative. That's what it means in Lakva. There's no Kvi Zman whatsoever. The Zman is basically closing the gap of Shachris and Mincha. If it's not Zman Shachris, then Zman Mincha by default becomes Zman Ma'ariv. So says the Gro, this is what's mashma from the Gemara, because the Gemara in Daf Chof Zayin says that Rav, the Gemara wants to know, do we know that by Mincha, if a Mechloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim, when is the Zman HaMincha? Tiu Shkia or until Plaga Mincha? And the Gemara wants to know what the Halacha is. So the Gemara wants to bring a Raya, because the Rav Davin, the Tfil of Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. So he Davin, the Tfil of night during the day. So you see that you're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that after Spran Plaga Mincha, you could Davin Ma'arif. In fact, they go in 1 second. Mechloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim is what is the Zman HaMincha. Not Zman Ma'arif. Now, Bishlam, according to Tosis in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, who holds that the machloik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim, is when, how far does Yom go and when does Laila start? That makes sense. That if you hold, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Zman HaMincha is on until Plaga Mincha, it must mean that afterwards is not Zman Mincha, is already night. And Tosis says you could even say Krishma. But to most assuredly, it's not like that. The Pshari is Laila is Laila and Yom is Yom. So how do Chachomim say that the fact that Rav passes like Rabbi Yehuda, it means that you could daven Ma'arif on Erev Shabbos? What's the kasher? But says the Goyin, yes, because Ma'arif has no Zman of its own. The Zman of Ma'arif is a derivative of Mincha. If Mincha goes only to Plaga Mincha. Because the Gemara Machlok is Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim is, the Gemara says, that the Machlok is between them is how late was the Korban Tomich HaShachar brought down? Was it brought down to you? Shkia, or was it brought the Zman until Plaga Mincha? When is the Zman? But that's a zman in korban plaga mincha. In other words, not a loch in yoim. For sure, yoim, according to everybody, starts with tzitzak rechovim. So what's the pshat? The pshat is a loch in tobit shel ben arbaim. What does he have to do with ma'ariv? Says the goyim, yes, because ma'ariv means that once it's not zman mincha and it's not zman shachris, it's zman ma'ariv. Zman ma'ariv is the plug. So therefore, the Gemara says, if you hold that Zman is still Plaga Mincha, even though after Plaga Mincha is still day, but you could daven Ma'ariv. And therefore, the Gemara wants to bring a Raya. If Rav held a Reb Yehuda, he davened Ma'ariv when it's still Yom after Plaga Mincha. Now, the Imre Noyam goes in the Chazam on the base and explains, one second, what's the Pshat in the Gemara? Because the Gemara asks, why does it say Tfilas Ma'ariv in Lakva? He should say Tfilas Ha'erev Kol Ha'layla. If he tells it all night. The Gemara is selling you according to the Mandorah Tfilas Arvis Reshus. Frank, go in one second. It's telling you that there is a big Chidush. Tfilas Aerev in Lakva means that you could have it even during the day, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what's a pshat? So clear no, because the Gemara's kasha is in a chinami. There is an afkimina legabi when to start davening. But the Gemara never, the Mishnah is never tell you when the Zman Tefillah starts. The Gemara, the Mishnah is only tell you when the Zman Tefillah ends. Shachris, Arba Shoyes, or Tiu Chatzoyes, or Mincha, Vechulei. So the Gemara's question is good for why do you have to tell me Tefillah Arvis in Lakva? To tell me when Ma'ariv starts, to tell you that B'machloik is if it starts after Plaga Mincha, after Shkia, you should say just in Lakva, you should say Kol HaLaila. And I don't care about the Zman HaSchola, because the Zman HaSchola is never in the Mishnayos. So Zog the Gemara to tell you Tfilas Arvis Reshus. That's what it is. They go in Simur Rishlam and give us Avkenza and says the same thing in Shulchan Aruch. The Zman HaMincha, it's totally. The idea is that whenever Zman Mincha is finished, you could daven Zman Ma'ariv. By the way, that's the idea why we daven Zman, many people daven Ma'ariv after Shkia. Because if we pass in the Zman Mincha is still Shkia, Mimel after Shkia, even though it's not Tzitzak Rechovim, is already Zman Ma'ariv. Because Zman Ma'ariv has no Zman of its own, is only a derivative. And the question is why? Why is Zman Ma'ariv a derivative? Why does it have? Every other Tfilah has a Zman. Why don't you have a Zman for Tfilah's Ma'ariv? The same idea the Lechem Mishnah explains on the Rambam. The Rambam, in Per Gimel, Halacha Zayin, says that a person, if a person daven the tefillah outside of the Zman, has to repeat it again. But says the Rambam, but because tefillahs are of his reshus, you are allowed to daven tefillahs mincha after plaga mincha. You could daven tefillahs ma'ariv mibedyoim, right? You could daven tefillahs ma'ariv mibedyoim. You could daven the ma'ariv of Erev Shabbos or the ma'ariv of Motzoi Shabbos while it's still early. Even the might of Motzei Shabbos, because for the Sarvash Reshus. In fact, the Kasevich, one second, the Gemara says, the reason why you could have in Ma'ariv early is because, since the Machlok is Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim, how late can you have in Mincha, Plaga Mincha Shkia? And the Aloha, the Gemara says, is never said who's the Aloha like. So the Aloha is the Ovid Kemar Ovid, or the Mar Kemar Ovid. You could pass in either like Rabbi Yehuda or like Chachomim. And therefore, you could daven early if you hold like a chomim. But nothing to do with even Sarvis Reshus. That's even according to Mande Omer, Tfilas Sarvis Choyva. So what's the pshat? Says the Lechem Mishnah, no. The machloek is between Rabbi Yud and Chachomim, who the Ovid Kemar Ovid, who the Ovid Kemar Ovid, is a locha legavi mincha. Ma'ariv should be mitzvah krechovim. Shita Saramba means that since Tfilas Arvis is Reshus, it has no zman of its own, and one is das man mincha, you could daven already. So the Rambam Shita, the Rambam learned the Gemara. When the Gemara says that Machlok is Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim legabi mincha, who make an afkimina legabi ma'ariv, is only if you hold Tfilas Arvis Reshus. If you hold Tfilas Arvis Choyva, that can't be. So Mimela, that's what he says. So the question is twofold. According to the Goyin, makes no difference. It's always Tfilas Arvis has no zman of its own. The question is, why not? And the question is, according to the Rambam, according to how the Lechem Mishnah learns, it Tfilas Arvis Reshus, it means it has no zman of its own. Why? Why if Tfilas Arvis Reshus, it has no zman of its own? Why? Why is it totally zebezeh? Now, one interesting part of the Aloha is, according to this Gro, and according to the Lechem Mishnah, Tarti de Saser, the Aloha is that if you pass like Rabbi Yehuda on that day, it has to be consistent. You have to straddle. If you have daven mincha before plag, you could daven ma'ariv at the plag and pass the deker biyuda. But to daven both before both after plag, or that is a tarte de sasre. Now, the tarte de sasre posh pshat is like every aloha. The Gemara says if you pass like beis hillel and beis shami, all the kulas, your rosha, all the chumres is a ksil ba choshaloylech. That's lechera in aloha everywhere else. The inconsistency is a problem. But by Ma'ariv, the inconsistency is even greater. Because if you daven mincha, it precludes from being Zman Ma'ariv. Because Zman Ma'ariv is when it's not Zman Mincha. So Emir, if you daven tarte de sase, if you daven mincha after plag, so you're passing that Zman Mincha goes until Shkia, you cannot daven Ma'ariv anymore. Because Zman Ma'ariv is only not Zman Mincha. So the tarte de sase is not a general tarte de sase. According to the going tarte de sase, is something very critical. So it comes out a kula that you could daven Ma'ariv right after Shkia, because out of the Chumra, the tarte de sase is not stam that you're being consistent. Tarte de sase means there is no Ma'ariv bizman Mincha. And the question is, why not? Now, according to the Rambam, this machloek is like this. According to the Rambam, according to Halacha Mishnah learns in the Rambam, this is only aloha to the man the omer holds tefillas ma'ariv reshus, tefillas arvis reshus. According to the goyin is mashma that even tefillas arvis choiva. So if that's the case, why does the Rambam pass in tefillas arvis reshus? If the aloha that you could daven ma'ariv istoli is a derivative of mincha, so why does the Rambam say you could only daven ma'ariv early because tefillas arvis reshus? It's not tefillas arvis reshus. The aloha is not tzedek anybody. So Rav Shach in Dav Yez explains very gishmak, and he says, listen, there's no, the aloha doesn't say if it's Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim. If the aloha doesn't say if it's Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim, you should always be machmir. Not be machmir, I'm sorry. The aloha, yochi v'rabi, aloha k'rabi, should be like Chachomim. So why does the Gemara says, de'avit kemar ovid, de'avit kemar ovid? So the Rambam learned like this. Legabi mincha, take, like the Kshagasari asks, David Kemarov, if the aloha is not like said, you could do either like a Chomim or a Yuda. Frag the Kshagasari, the aloha of Korban Atom is a din deraisa, that you have to be marked with certain time. A contributor's man, Korvas Tobishel Ben Arbaim, is only until Plagamincha. So it should be also, it should be Machmir, like Rabbi Yuda. And the Gemara says, you could be Machmir until. How is that possible? Says Rav Shach, no. David Kemarovid is not legabi mincha. Legabi mincha zichri paskin lechachomim. And korban shtobi shel ben arbaim is still a gdram paskin zan tiushkia. Why? Because yochid verad molocha kerabim. Legabi ma'ariv is nafkimina. Legabi ma'ariv, you could paskin like Rabbi Yehuda legabi mincha. And mimela, it allows you to daven ma'ariv after plaga mincha. So in other words, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, the Mar Kemar Ovid, is not a halacha by Mincha. By Mincha, you pass like a chomim, that Mincha, you could have in Tioshkia, no problem. Why? Because Yochid Rabbi Loch Kerabim. The Gemara is only telling you, do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda Lehake Legabi Ma'ariv? That after Plaga Mincha, if you dive in Mincha before Plaga Mincha, after Plaga Mincha, you could have in Ma'ariv. On that, the Gemara says that the Ovid Kemar Ovid, the Ovid Kemar Ovid. So the Rambam had a problem. Why do you say the Mar Ovid Kemar Ovid? The Chora be consistent with Mincha and Yochav the Rabbi Malocha Kerabim, and that's what the Rambam says. That Gemara is going to quote to Man Deomer Tefillas Arvis Reshus. Since the Tefillas Arvis Reshus, you could pass, and there is nowhere that says Alocha Kechachomim. Doesn't say anywhere. It's not like by Shachris that the Alocha is a Kebuda because Tanya Bibchirosa Kavosei. So sin doesn't say anywhere beferush who's the aloha like. So therefore, legabi tfilas arvis, which is reshus, I could rely on Rabbi Yehuda. So it comes out the quote of Shach, very gishmak. The aloha of the markeovid kemarovid, or the varkeovarovid, is not aloha that was said legabi mincha. Because legabi mincha, Shagasar is right. You have to be machmir. Because that is aloha is like a chomim. The ovid kemarovid, the markeovid, means the machloikes of mincha only makes an afkimina legabi ma'ariv. Okay, and the question goes back, why is that so? That is the second question. The question number three is the following. We know machloik is in the Gemara, in the Chavzai Mutbezi, Tfilas Marvis Reshus, Tfilas Arvis Choyva. Asks the Pnei Yeshua, if of Yaakov Vino's Mesak in Ma'ariv, Mechatis, it should be Reshus. It should be Choyva. Like Avrom Avino's Mesak in Shachas is Choyva, Mincha is Choyva, Mechatis, Arvis should be Reshus. No, so the Pnei Yeshua says a givaldik erchidush. He says, no, if you hold tfilas always tiknum, that le kule alma tfilas arvis choiva. Is only according to the man de Omar, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he holds tfilas keneget midim, and le gabe the night, we have is keneget de haktores ivori bupdorim, the things that didn't burn during the day, you could burn during the night. And haktora sayimu evorim in the muri by night is now me'akev the kapora. Since it's now me'akev the kapora, it's shaykh to say that there's reshus. It's only according to that mandobar. If you hold tfilas of a stick, no, it's a vavad, tfilas av is choyva. Tfilas av is reshus, it's only that case. But we know the toises that be zainamut base in Yuma, and several of the shoyim say that's not the case. Tfilas arv is choyva, tfilas arv is reshus, is totally bein to the mandomer who holds tfilas of a stiknum or tfilas connected with him. So the Yeshua himself at the end of the shtickle says that no, it could be the tak even if of a stiknum is shach to say the reshus. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu, when did Yaakov Avinu daven? Yaakov Avinu came vayivka b'mokim. So says Rashi, vayivka b'mokim, then he says, efsha shavarti b'mokim shispalu l'avoysa and adin daven. So the pshat is vayif gabamokim, when he comes to be poigia gabamokim at that moment, he came in when it was still day. So he really davened betoiras nedova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shokol av HaShemesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it dark. So in Mela he realized that that's Arvis. But since when he was mesaken the tefillah, it was done betoiras nedova because of the tefillah during the day, and the day turned into night. So therefore is blibes a nedova. It continues being a nedova. Why does it continue being a nedova? Because when he davened b'toras nedova. Only happens to me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it at night, so he realized that at night, so he made it in the takona. But it started as a nedova. So therefore, the takona remains as a takona's reshus. Because that's how he davened. And the question is why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Ma'ariv to be mesukan, and it's even more, right? So it comes out that Ma'ariv was mesukan. And you could say even deeper in the sense, right? Because Ma'ariv was mesukan in a time of day. And there was never a tikkun ma'ariv when it's dark. It was only when it's day. Since it's a time when it's day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned into right, so since he did it betoiras nedova, blibed those betoiras nedova, but even deeper than that, comes out that the ma'ariv was besuken in a time which was day, that became night. And the question is, why was Ma'ariv besuken in such a way betoiras nedova, and a time which is day that became night? Why is that so? To understand this, we have to understand what is the idea of Arvis. Because there are many kashas on Arvis also. You could say the first question on Arvis is, why is the name Arvis? I mean, it should be the name Tfilas Ha'erev. We know that there's a difference between Boker and Erev in Yom Valayla. Yom is day, Laila is night. Boker and Erev doesn't mean that. Boker means the beginning of the day when these things become clear. Boker is Loshen Bikur Hamimun Kebakoras Tzoy Nedri. It's when things become clear and distinguishable. Erev is the beginning of the night when things become confused and indistinguishable. That's why the Loshen Erev has many meanings in Hebrew. Erev could be Arav, meaning in our parsha, Ervei Shmoilim, the Targum is Mesaken Orev. Orev, something which is sweet, something which is pleasant, is called Orev. Orev means a guarantor, okay? Erev means Taruves, Miloshen, what you call Taruves. So Orev means Taruves, Orev means Arab, Arovi. Orev means something sweet, means a guarantor, and also means evening. So what's the kesher between all of them? But the question is, the shortage of it is, Orev is something which is mixed. So the evening is the beginning of the evening, when things are unclear, things are mixed, you mix up things. That's why it's called Erev, which is the opposite of Boker. Boker, when things become distinguishable, clear, because the light becomes clear, when things become dark, things become confused, indistinguishable. That's why an Arab is also called Arab, because Yodi Bakol Vyoda Kolbo, he mixes into everything. There's no boundaries to him. That's why Taruves Areva is always a Loshen Erev. An Orev is a guarantor, is because there's a transaction and he mixes into the transaction, right? He buds in, so he mixes in into the transaction. It's something pleasant. It's like the Eglatasis Dagdoma. For something to be pleasant, you have to be mixed into you. It has to be part of you. In other words, the only way to be Orev is to have total dveikus, that you become part of it. It becomes mixed into you. So it comes out the Erev means mix. Why is Tfilas Arvis? Should be Tfilas Leilis. The Tfilas Shachris, not Tfilas Aboiker, it's called Tfilas Shachris. Why is called here Tfilas Erev? And even more, the Gemara says that Hashkiveinu is not Hefsek. Why? Because Hashkiveinu is Geula Arichta. Rashba asks, if there is Geula Ruchta by Ma'ariv, why don't we have Geula Ruchta by Shachris also? So this kasha is in anymore. So to understand the idea of Tfilah Sa'erev, we have to understand what Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi says the Tfilah is the Perek Dalad Ol Ha'alev, that the Sholish Tfilahs are connected the time of the sun. And the Tfilah Sa'erev, the Kavona, is that we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishem Sha'iti Be'afela, V'yitzitani Me'afela Le'oira, the same way last night I was in darkness, I came to light. So today also, that being darkness, take me away from light. Why is such a tefillah that the tefillah sa'erev, you're mechaven to what happened in the past, and you say that the tefillah is not for the erev, but you took me away from the erev into the boker? And the Rukanti says, the reason why tefillah sa'erev is reshus is because when he davened, wasn't zman harachamim. What does that mean? It wasn't Zman HaRachamim. And that's why Tfilah Se'erev Reshus. And how does that connect to Ibn Yeshua? So to answer all of this, you have to go to Shaira. Shaira explains, Avraham Avinu is Midas HaChesed, Yitzchak is Midas HaDin. Yaakov Avinu is called Midas HaRachamim. He's Midas HaEmes, because he blends it. Yaakov Avinu is Ishtam Yoshev, Yoholim Zog Nishariyoira. He sat in two tents, the tent of Avraham and the tent of Yitzchak. He blended Midas Yaakov, which is Midas a chesed in Midas Adin. And the idea of Midas HaChesed in Midas Adin, the pshat is that he was able to create something called Rachamim. What's a pshat Rachamim? Rachamim is Roshein Ha'oyam Yechol Blam with Tziref Loi Midas HaRachamim. The pshat Midas HaRachamim means that Midas HaChesed is Mitzad HaNoisen. Sog the Maral in the Siva Avoida. What's Midas HaChesed? The Noisen gives irrespective of the Mekabel. Midas Adin is the Mekabel deserves. Midas HaRachamim blend the two. The Rachamim is the noisin is given because the Mekabel is not deserved, but the one who instigates, the one who creates the process is the Mekabel, because the Mekabel, by not having it, he creates pity. So he creates the concept of the Chibur, is the blend between Chesed and Din. That's why Yaakov Avinu is connected Midas HaEmes. Midas HaEmes is the truth, which is Emes is Kayam La'ad, that's something that is sustainable. A sustainable Chesed is not sustainable because Chesed doesn't create a Kiyum, doesn't create a Chibur. Midas HaDin, Ein HaYom Yechom Lamoid. By Mitzaref, Midas HaChesed and Midas HaDin, that's Midas HaEmes. That's why Yaakov Avinu is also Midas HaTorah. State in Shari Yoira, that's why Yaakov Avinu is connected the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Hoya, Hoy Veviya, which is the past, which is the Hashem Echad Shmoyach Tor Midas HaChesed. The Hoyve, which is Midas HaDin, takes you to Yehe, which is the past and the present together, which is Midas HaChesed, Mitzura, Fi Midas HaRachamim, which is connected the world of Losid Lovoi, the Hashem Echad Shmoyach Tor, where Chesed and Din will be together. That's why Rachamim is Miloshon Rechem, allows it to be moily, that even something that you failed, Midas HaDin tells you if you fail, you don't deserve. Midas HaRachamim tells you if you fail, the Midas HaDin is connected to Midas HaRachamim, Midas HaChesed. The Midas HaChesed will make sure the Midas HaDin allows you to try again. Midas HaRachamim, the pshat is, that allows Midas HaChesed, Midas HaDin to be forever, and allows Midas HaChesed to be a Midah that even after the creation of the world, he can exist. Midas HaDin, Midas HaRachamim, which means that there is a concept of Mochar. If you look at what Rachamim is the concept of Mochar. The pshat is that if you fail, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you a second chance. State in Chazal, state in Ramchal, what is Midas HaRachamim? Midas HaRachamim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Midas HaDin. And Midas HaDin has to coexist with Midas HaChesed. Both of them have to be together. So what's Midas HaRachamim? Says the Ramchal three things. Number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows you for tshuva, that if you fail, you have a mochar, you have an ability to start again. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Erech HaPaim, he gives you time to the tshuva. And number three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he punishes you, he doesn't punish you as a punishment. He punishes as a teaching. That's why he punishes you little by little as a way to teach you, to allow you, to enable you to the tshuva. That even the punishment is to allow you to fix it. That's the idea of the Pasuk Ve'urachu Mechaper Oven, which is 13. The 13 words in the Pasuk Ve'urachu, which is the concept of Ichud, the Ichud of Chesed V'Rachum, that's the Rachum. And Rav Moshe always explains, what's the Pshat V'Urachum? V'Urachum Yechaper Ovin. So what's V'Urachum? What's the Rachmonos? Yechaper Ovin V'Lo Yashchad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaper. He doesn't destroy. Every single mistake is an ability or a possibility to fix it up. So what does that mean? The Drush true. V'yichaper ovnu le'ashchis. V'hirbo le'hoshev apoy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lengthy. It takes a long time to give you anger. And even when he does you, v'lo yoyir kol chamosay. And he doesn't punish you right away. He doesn't destroy you. The punishment is not to destroy you, but to enable you. That's Midas HaRachem. What's the pshat of the night? The night is when things are dark. But you know that the night in itself is the time when we go back to sleep. Says Reb Tzadik. What is the Reb Tzadik in Sitri HaTzadik says, the Zman HaVoideh is during the day. The Zman HaRev HaYalanu HaBoiker HaLaila LeMishmar. The night is to guard, is to protect. The night is to recharge. All the concept of the night is the ability that a person does during the day, and he fails. He realizes that he gives the neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gets created, and he gets a second chance to fix it. All the idea of the night is to obtain a mochar. A person goes to sleep, to recharge, to start it all over again. It's the ability to go and to start again. Midas Achdin, the night, is the concept that the whole idea of the lack of light is to enable for the light to come tomorrow. That's why Tfilas Ma'ariv is Ve'orachum Yechaperovin. Tfilas Ha'erev is the mixture that you mixed Chesed and Din. It gives you a different perspective in the darkness. That the darkness is not the end, but the darkness is the preparation for tomorrow. That's why at night is to enable you to sleep, to go tomorrow, to restart again, to get a deeper level. That's why Zman Daf night is also Tfilas Torah Baal Peh. Because you learn the deeper sense, allows you to have a deeper perspective, to realize that the mistakes are not final, but mistakes are enabling you for tomorrow. The darkness is a time to sleep, to recharge. Always when you have a problem, if you slip it over, you get a new perspective to start again. It starts you again. It gives you the possibility of mochar. That's the concept of Erev. So that's why we say V'urachum, because that is the Hakdoma and the concept of Tfilas HaErev. Erev is a mixture that allows you to take darkness into as a preparation to light. That's why the Yerushalmi says the Kavonas Ma'ariv is that the same way that yesterday, the night led to the day, my night leads to the day. In the Jewish calendar, the night is the Aschol HaSayoyim. The night is not the end. The night is what enables Kinefalti Kamti. Torah is called the Machshela. The kisholon, the fact that you failed, that you didn't achieve, that that's dark, that's what enables to be lightened tomorrow. That's the midah. The midah of v'urachum yechaperovin is v'urachum. The idea of the night is the concept of rachmonus. That was stated in going in Avnei Elyo in the spirit of Shomar, that the night has two zmanim, before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Before Chatzos is the zman adin, is the end of the yom, that leads you to after Chatzos, and after Chatzos is the zman arachamim. Is the time that you blend the two, that you go from adin and you see that this is looking at the past and the failures as a preparation for the success of the future. And that's why it's called Emes Vemuna. At night, we see the bruch of Emes v'emuna is Emes, what you achieved, and what you didn't achieve, you have the hope that it will achieve. That's why Hashkivein is Geula Arichta. Geula Arichta means there was a Geula in the past. But even though the things that the Geula didn't happen, sometimes there was a Geula that you think in the past, but there are things that the Geula hasn't happened. Ma'ariv tells you that you're sure that that will happen. And that's why Geula of the past, you turn by nature because of the midah of Rachum into the Geula of the Osed. And that's why the Geula is Shoymer Es Amo Yisrael Lad. So that answers why it's called according to the Gro. So that's why it answers. So the idea is, it answers the Kashas HaRashba. The Rashba asked, why do you say Geula Richtav by Ma'ariv? Because that's the message of Ma'ariv. The message of Ma'ariv is that even what's missing Geula, you still get Geula. But in this world, you can't see that. You could trust Sadab Tzodah, it's called Emuna. You can't see that. So the pshat is, it was Mesukan, according to the Marsho, as a Nedova. It could not be Mesukan as a Choyva. A Choyva will be Loseb Lavoy. That's why on Shabbos, and that's why as we mentioned, the Shabbos, the Yavit says, the Zohar says, that Filas Arvis on Shabbos is Choyva. Because Shabbos is the Leosid Lovoy at Echod Shimcho Echod. Leosid Lovoy, Tfilas Ma'ariv is Choyva, because you experience that. Shabbos is the day that Mizmor Shir LeYoyim HaShabbos, that's the Brisker Ov, that's the day that everything fits in. You realize that all the rise becoming Toiv is the day that everything becomes Toiv. So you realize that there is never Midas Adin. Midas Adin is always Midas HaChesed. You could experience Mid Tfilas HaErev. You could experience the blend. Since you could experience the blend, it's a Choyva. Omimela, according to this, comes out Givaldik. According to the Pnei Yeshua, how was Ma'ariv was Mesukan? Ma'ariv was Mesukan that Yaakov Avinu davened because it was day, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight to tell you that it's really day. It happens to be that it looks like night, but it's really day. Tfilas Ma'ariv is the concept, is that the darkness is only what we see, because we can't see it all, but it's really day. Because by the Yaakov Avinu's Ma'ariv, it was day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the sun to set early, which means it was day that looks like night, it's still day. Because Ma'ariv tells me that Midas Adin is never alone, is always with Midas HaChesed. V'urachum yechaperovin v'lo yashris. We mail all the kashas, it's very good. That's called Tfilas Erev, is the Tfilah of the blending. Mimela, we could go now into all the kashas. Yaakov Avinu, he's not Israel. He's telling you that Yaakov always leads to Israel. So his name stays Yaakov. Because the message of Yaakov Avinu is Midas HaEmes, that every Yaakov leads to Israel. Yaakov and Israel opposites. Yaakov is Meloshen Ekev. Chazal say that Yaakov is when Klal Israel are not Zoiche. Israel is Kisarisa Me'enoshim Veloikim Vatuchal. To realize that every Yaakov leads to Israel. You're not Israel. You are Yaakov that can turn into Israel. That's why the two Shemos of Yaakov Avinu stayed. Shimcha Yaakov. But as Yaakov, you could turn into Israel. That's why Tfilas Ma'ariv in Lakva. Tfilas Ma'ariv is nothing. It's just the chibur of Shachar Zemincha. When there is a gap between Shachar Zemincha, the gap between the two. When Midas HaChesed, Midas Adin, the two of them don't work. Because Midas Adin cannot achieve Midas HaChesed. You have a time to be mitzchaber the two. So it comes out, said the Goyim, Tfilas Ma'ariv is a derivative of Shachar Zemincha. It comes to close the gap. Whatever the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in, and you are not Zoyche, Tfilas Ma'ariv tells you that no matter the gap is, you'll be able to close the gap. You get a second chance. You get a mochar. That's why Tfilas Akva Erev in Azman. So that's why the Lech HaMishneh says, that's only according to the Mandoma, Tfilas Ma'ariv is Reshus. When Tfilas Ma'ariv is a Choyva, you see that there is a Zman for Ma'ariv, because the Zman of the blend will be the whole Zman. Today, the whole avoid of the blend of Tfilas Ma'ariv and Reshus, we can't experience the two together. So the Lech, according to the Goyim, says always the blending is to close the gap. Says the Lech HaMishneh, no. The blend is to close the gap is because we can't see a Zman of Ma'ariv. Because the Zman of Ma'ariv right now is not something, it's only Emes V'Emunah, that's only Reshus. When Tfilas Ma'ariv will be Choyva, Filasarvi who have a Zman. And then the Zman with Tesakwechovim, then the night will be Mamish, a Zman that you could see, is not only the experience that you could have. And Rimela, that's why Tfilas Arvi is Reshus, was Mesukan as a Nedova, because you came Mesakan Achoiv with something that you can't experience, and was Mesukan Dafka as a Zman to tell you that the night is Yom that becomes like that. And that's why Tfila, we know Tfilas Ma'ariv, we learn from where? From the Pasuk, Vayif Gabamoke, Vim Pgia Latfila. Says the Malbim, the Carmel, what's the Lashon Pgia? And the Tzaddik says the same thing in Sitka Tzaddik. Pgia is something that you hold it, that you touch it, and you don't let it go. That you know that you'll be answered. Tfilas Arachamim tells you that no matter how far you go, you could always come back. The Tfila will be always Nene. You'll never lose it. Pgia is the Tfila, which is always answer. It's like a pega. Pega is that you go ahead and you hit somebody. You do it. Pegia is the pshat that you touch it, you hold it, you make a mark, and you never return because you know. So says the what you call, says the Malbim in the Carmel, I mean the Posek in Yirmiyahu. And the Tzaddik says that the same thing is in Kasatzadik. The Loshon Pegia is that that's a tefillah that never returns. Because the Pshat is there is no Midas Adin. You can never lose. V'urachu mechaperovin means that there is always a mochar. The idea of tefillah is that you look at Midas HaChesed and Midas Adin. And you realize that the two, L'chora Midas Adin, can come to a point that you don't have a mochar. It tells you that the two are blended in such a way that V'urachu mechaperovin v'lo yaschis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu show me the Sawa Yisrael Ad.